and Kathy Dawes again with Fort Riley Garrison Commander Colonel John Lawrence. And again, appreciate him being here today. 537-1350 if you have questions or comments. And I know that we continue to always kind of wonder about numbers and deployments. It's always in flux. You have to be pretty flexible in what you do. But it's a moving target when you're talking numbers. But can you give us an idea how things are at post currently?
Well, right now we've got a little over 15,000 assigned to post. With that, currently we've got approximately a little over 5,000 deployed. That is a norm for us because we are a two-brigade post is what we call ourselves. Two heavy combat brigades. Those are about 4,000 people each. And we will always pretty much have one of those brigades deployed at all times. And that's just a state of readiness that we share as part of the Army's build to readiness. Now, as you go forward, we just finished Danger Focus 2, which was our Super Bowl for 2nd Brigade. They are well-trained. They are going to go into the National Training Center, and they're going to win against a world-class Op 4 opposing force that will actually test them in all their soldier skills. And then they will prepare for a later deployment this fall. As right now, we have the Combat Aviation Brigade deployed, and they will start bringing back their headquarters here in a couple months. 1st Brigade is the brigade we currently have in the peninsula of Korea, and they have just reached over their halfway mark. And then, of course, we have Major General Martin leading the division staff in Iraq, and they'll be coming back this summer as well. They get to share the 100th year anniversary with us when they return.
I know we want to talk about that, too. We do have a phone call. Welcome in, Focus. Go ahead, please, with your question or comment.
Well, I also wanted to thank you about your efforts towards getting our police gun range, you know, and even talking to them. But I ran into one of the soldiers' wives, and I'm always concerned about their stresses. And she's the responsible person here in town, making a big change in people's lives. And I had no idea, just as a compliment for everything, she made my life better. I happened to hand her a $20 Walmart card and walked away. I had no idea. The next week, I found out quietly that she had to use that to her husband's deployed. I'm sorry, I didn't include that part of the story. She's trying to raise three tween boys over in Junction City, and she was able to use my $20 Walmart card to buy groceries for those boys that night. I wish there was some way that we could work with you to catch the Army wives who might have fallen through the cracks or need a little support. Thank you.
Appreciate the phone call. What a heartwarming story that was.
Thank you so much for the supporting our families in that manner. That is just another reason why Fort Riley remains the best place to live. As we go forward, I hear these stories all the time. And it's really kind of amazing because at the same time, while I have local community members helping our families out, we also have soldiers volunteering to help the local communities. So, again, it's just a great partnership across the Flint Hills region. And, again, this is why Fort Riley remains the best place to live, train, deploy from, return home to.
I have to tell you, a few weeks ago, I had the opportunity to go out on post and the Sending Love from Fort Riley event that they had. What a wonderful event that was. And it was great to see some of the people get on social media, be able to have a live greeting to the person they loved, and whether it be in Korea or Afghanistan, where whatever the case may be. But what a tremendous effort that was, I thought.
And again, that's just another partnership we have, because AFES, who runs our PX, actually came to me with that program and asked if it would be okay. And we couldn't think of anything better to do on Valentine's Day than to reach out to your loved one, you know, bring the kids in, and share a moment just to say, you know, you're thinking about someone and that you love them.
I will tell you, I'd be curious to know, too, about current and future training activities at Fort Riley. And I know there for a while there were a few people noticing a little bit of noisiness over your direction. And we actually had a chance to talk to I think Kirk Hutchinson actually filled us in a little bit on that a few weeks ago, too. But it seems like it's quieted down a bit, but maybe kind of explain that if you could.
Well, the thing that people don't really understand, and we're trying to work with that by bringing people out to Fort Riley, is what you don't hear. We have to do numerous repetitions of our mission sets to be adequately trained to take on a what we call a near-peer competitor. So while we go out pretty much once a year and have a live exercise, what's going on behind the scenes, like today, for example, we have soldiers up in simulations, and they are running these drills over and over and over again. And then those will culminate in a very large-scale live exercise. And that's what we call danger focus, because we still have to do it live. Even though we can go into every simulation-type event possible, there's nothing like shooting a live round or getting behind a vehicle and driving it. So while we are getting the repetitions, we're also saving money at the same time and a little bit quieter.
There you go. Anything else about the training? I know we want to get to the big 100th anniversary. That's huge. It's coming up, too.
Well, one of the big things on training we're preparing for now is our National Guard and Reserves will come in, and they will do a lot of training this summer. Last year, we had over 25,000 soldiers come in from the National Guard and Reserve and train on Fort Riley. That's another economic impact right there. Plus, we're allowing the state, not only Kansas, but we have agreements throughout the Midwest. And with that, we're bringing more people in to train on Fort Riley. This year, our goal is 30,000. We're sitting at about 21,000 right now. So we got 9,000 more to bring in. But the great thing with that is these National Guard and Reserve soldiers are training with the active duty soldiers. Many times, those same guard units and reserve units are deploying with our active soldiers, and now we have a partnership. We know who's on our left and our right, and it just enhances the readiness of Fort Riley.
I know one of our own reporters, Michaela Gentine, is, you know, involved too that way, and heard wonderful things about the cooperation of working together on post. And I know she's been out there quite a few times doing some of her job out there. So it's always good to hear that kind of thing. I think people don't realize, as you said, we just picture it being the soldiers that are actually stationed there, but you do offer it to others. 100th anniversary. Wow, it's a big year for the 1st Infantry Division, 100th anniversary of the Big Red One. And tell us maybe what we can expect in coming weeks. And once again, I'm sure the public's invited to a lot of it.
The public is invited. It has been a whirlwind of activities. Just last week, we did the division replicated the crossing of the berm in Iraq. With that, every unit on post ran through what we made a berm. It replicated where it was in Iraq, and we had 26 Operation Desert Storm veterans come out and actually not only stand there and watch us run through it, but also participated and ran through it themselves. The mayors were out there, and it was a great, great event. That was just one of the ones we had last week. We have numerous events going on. Some of the big ones coming up, though, is, of course, 8 June 2017. That is the actual 100th year anniversary. That is the day. But we will, throughout the year, have different events. 19 August, we are going to host on Fort Riley a concert. Victory Fest is what we're calling it. We'll have, right now, I believe, 6 major bands. This will be an all-day concert, and we will basically hold it on the airfield. By holding it on the airfield, I can bring in the local communities. All you have to do is have a picture ID, does not have to be military, and you can come on and enjoy a great day of music. And following that, we'll have a fireworks show, which basically will start off our what we call Victory Week. Victory Week is the following week where we do numerous sports competitions and other type activities to build morale and camaraderie amongst our soldiers.
And you mentioned, and I think sometimes people think it's daunting to get on post. It really isn't that difficult. But there are some things that can make it a little bit more efficient. I don't know if you want to explain or remind folks what it's like to get on post these days.
Well, actually, it's really not hard to get on post. We have a visitors control center, and you go in there with your government, well, a government-issued identification card, such as a driver's license, Kansas driver's license, and you will go in, and they will basically do a quick check on your driver's license, and then you will take a picture, and you can get on post. The other thing is you can be sponsored on post. If you are sponsored by someone, you can have a pass that is good for a full year where you don't have to go back onto there. So a lot of our local officials, they have these 365-day passes, and we can actually issue those. You can also go ahead of an event, such as 2 to 3 weeks prior, and go in and say, I want to attend, say, Fall Apple Days. And it's you do your check prior to, and they will give you a pass that day for an upcoming event. So we try to make it as easy as possible. But, of course, we have to make sure that we follow the force protection rules for all the government.
You know, this has been truly a pleasure and gotten in a lot more detail than we're usually able to in just a couple quick little news stories. Anything else you're wanting to highlight today? We've actually gone the full half hour here, but anything you're wanting to add today, Colonel Lawrence?
The only thing I'd like to add is just a thank you. We really appreciate everything that the local community, the Flint Hills region, is doing for us. Manhattan, Junction City, our partners. I have a great relationship with Mayor Reddy and Mayor Fitzgerald. And they are wonderful to work with. And the people around here just embrace their military like no other place in the world. So I'm just very thankful to be here and very thankful for the partnership.
Well, thank you again for stopping by today. Again, we've had Fort Riley Garrison Commander Colonel John Lawrence with us today. We'll take a break. When we come back, Manhattan Parks and Recreation Director Eddie Eastus, also the new Community Relations Officer Melissa Kirkwood, and you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential